आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। UN Security Council to hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss US military action in Venezuela. Venezuelan president and his wife to face trial on charges of committing narco terrorism in a federal court in New York. Venezuelan Supreme Court appoints Vice President Delcy Rodriguez as acting president of the country. Government advises internationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela. Election Commission invites suggestions from citizens to improve ECI Net app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to virtually inaugurate 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi today. And in Under-19 men's cricket, India beat South Africa by 25 runs using DLS method in first youth ODI in Benoni. The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss the US military operation in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the Council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. Venezuela's permanent mission to the United Nations has sent a letter to the Security Council seeking the emergency session, criticizing the US action. UN Secretary General has described the US military action in Venezuela that led to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro as a dangerous president. In a statement, UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said, Secretary General Antonio Guterres is deeply alarmed and worried that the operation could have serious implications for the region. The statement added that Mr. Guterres is deeply concerned that the rules of international law have not been respected. He emphasized the importance of full respect for international law, including the UN Charter, and expressed concern that these rules may not have been followed. Moreover, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, said that he is alarmed by US intervention in Venezuela. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, First Lady Celia Flores, arrived in New York and were deported to a detention center in Brooklyn. They are said to face drugs and weapons charges in Manhattan federal court. The pair have been charged with conspiracy to commit narco-terrorism and import cocaine and conspiracy to possess machine guns and destructive devices against the U.S. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump asserted that an extraordinary military operation was carried out in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, under his direction and his leader, President Nicolas Maduro, who has been, along with his wife, captured and flown out of the country. Speaking at a press conference at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida, President Trump said the United States is going to run Venezuela until what he described as a safe, proper, and judicious transition of power takes place.
We are going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition. And it has to be judicious, because that's what we're all about. We want peace, liberty, and justice for the great people of Venezuela. And that includes many from Venezuela that are now living in the United States and want to go back to their country. It's their homeland.
The U.S. president also alleged that Venezuela is a major source of illegal drugs entering the United States and claimed that U.S. actions have significantly reduced maritime drug trafficking. He said U.S. will help rebuild Venezuela's oil and infrastructure sectors.
We're going to rebuild the oil infrastructure, which will cost billions of dollars. It'll be paid for by the oil companies directly. They will be reimbursed for what they're doing, but that's going to be paid. And we're going to get the oil flowing the way it should be, but we're going to run it properly, and we're going to make sure the people of Venezuela are taken care of.
The Constitutional Chamber of Venezuela's Supreme Court ordered that Vice President Delcy Rodriguez to assume the role of acting president of the country. The decision was taken after Nicolas Maduro was detained in an operation by U.S. forces. The court ruling said that Rodriguez would assume the office in order to guarantee administrative continuity and the comprehensive defense of the nation. Meanwhile, the world leaders have issued mixed reactions following the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife by U.S. forces. Several countries, including Russia, China, Iran, Brazil and Cuba, have condemned the U.S. military action, while France and Italy advocated for power transition in Venezuela. External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements and remain in contact with Embassy of India in Caracas. The embassy's email is cons.caracas@mea.gov.in and the emergency phone number is +58 412 9584 288. The Election Commission has invited citizens to submit suggestions for improving the ECI Net app, a unified digital platform aimed at enhancing voter services and election-related information. Citizens can share their feedback through the Submit a Suggestion tab on the ECI Net app till the 10th of January. According to the Election Commission, the trial version of the ECI Net app offers improved voter services, quicker availability of polling percentage trends, and publication of index cards within 72 hours of the close of polls, an exercise that earlier took several weeks or even months. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download News on EIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament via video conferencing today. The tournament will be held from the 4th to the 11th of January at Dr. Sampurnanand Sports Stadium in Varanasi. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also attend the opening ceremony. About 73 men's and women's teams comprising over 1,000 players from states and institutions across the country are set to participate. It will be the first time Purvanchal hosts a national-level volleyball championship of this scale. In under-19 men's cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 25 runs under the DLS method in the opening youth ODI of the three-match series at Willowmore Park in Benoni last evening. Put into bat first, India were bowled out for 300 runs in 50 overs with Harvansh Pangalia scoring 93 and RS Ambarish contributing 65. Chasing a target of 301, South Africa were 148 for 4 in 27.4 overs when rain and lightning interrupted play. The match could not resume and India were declared winners under the DLS method. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. Today in this special series Year of Reforms, we bring you the instances where the world looked up to Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a defining leader in 2025. We have a report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi stood out as a stabilizing force, drawing international attention and respect. When the United States administration under President Donald Trump imposed reciprocal tariffs, Prime Minister Modi's nation-first stance sent a clear message that India would no longer submit to lopsided trade agreements or external pressure. Under his leadership, major reforms such as the strengthening of the GST framework and the implementation of the four labor codes boosted India's economy to an impressive GDP growth rate of 8.2% in 2025. In matters of national security, Prime Minister Modi defined a new doctrine against terrorism. Following the Pahalgam attack, India launched Operation Sindoor, and by suspending the Indus Water Treaty, the Prime Minister made the declaration that blood and water cannot flow together. The year also witnessed an unprecedented surge in global recognition for Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Beginning with the Order of Freedom from Barbados and the Order of the Star and Key of the Indian Ocean from Mauritius in March, to the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia and the Order of Oman, he received a historic total of 29 international honors. India's economic diplomacy reached new heights through a strategic free trade agreement revolution. The signing of the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement and the India-Oman Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement provided duty-free access for Indian goods to Western and Gulf markets. Similarly, agreements with the European Free Trade Association and New Zealand opened new global avenues for Indian trade. Prime Minister Modi's parliamentary diplomacy also reached an unprecedented scale in 2025 with 18 addresses delivered across legislatures worldwide. From the Parliament of Ghana and the Joint Assembly of Trinidad and Tobago to the National Assembly of Namibia, he reinforced India's role as a pillar of strength for the Global South. From appreciation by Caribbean leaders like Dominican Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit to praise from Russian President Vladimir Putin, Prime Minister Modi's leadership was widely acknowledged for its reliability in an increasingly unpredictable world. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese had once famously called Prime Minister Modi as the boss.
I get to speak to some pretty big crowds as Prime Minister. I said to my friend the Prime Minister before, the last time I saw someone on the stage here was Bruce Springsteen, and he didn't get the welcome that Prime Minister Modi has got. Prime Minister Modi is the boss.
The year also saw several unscripted moments that redefined modern statesmanship. On the sidelines of the SCO summit, the Russian president invited Prime Minister Modi to ride with him in his presidential limousine. In another symbolic gesture, Bhutan's king Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk personally received the Prime Minister on the tarmac at Paro Airport, reflecting a relationship beyond transactional diplomacy. In a nutshell, 2025 was marked by moments in which Prime Minister Narendra Modi emerged as a key voice in shaping the future of the Global South and the evolving international order. With Drishti, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct Prime Ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the centre, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Lumding Silchar Broad Gauge Conversion Project.
The Lumding Silchar Broad Gauge Railway Line is a strategically critical rail infrastructure corridor serving southern Assam and providing essential rail connectivity to the hilly states of Tripura, Manipur and Mizoram. The line functions as a vital lifeline for the region, supporting the movement of food grains, fertilizers, petroleum products, construction materials and other essential commodities. The Lumding Silchar Gauge Conversion Project was sanctioned in 1996-97 and was subsequently declared a national project in 2004. Despite its importance, the project faced prolonged implementation challenges in its initial years due to constrained fund flow, difficult terrain, and insurgency-related disruptions during 2006 to 2009. The project was reviewed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi under the Pragati mechanism on 25th March 2015, at a time when physical progress was minimal. Following the Prime Minister's guidance, the project received focused attention, including enhanced inter-agency coordination, close monitoring, and time execution. The phase one of the project achieved a major milestone with the completion of broad gauge works and opening for goods traffic in March 2015, followed shortly by passenger services. After this, phase two was completed, culminating in the commissioning of the entire corridor on 1st March 2017. With this, seamless broad gauge connectivity was established across the corridor, fully integrating the Barak Valley and the adjoining northeastern states with the national railway network. The project reflects the impact of high-level monitoring through Pragati, reaffirming the government's resolve to strengthen connectivity and promote inclusive development across the northeastern region. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakkal.
Thank you, Abhishek. The United States capturing Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife makes for front page news in all the dailies. The Sunday Express, quoting President Trump, says Maduro captured, flown out, U.S. to run Venezuela. Bend arc of justice for those who need it most, urges Chief Justice of India Suryakant, reports The Asian Age. On the Bhagirath in indoor contaminated water case, Hindustan Times says Salmonella to E. coli, lethal mix in indoor water. The Sunday Statesman quotes PM Modi as saying India is a living torchbearer of Lord Buddha's legacy. And finally, the perfect symphony of Indians, travel and music festivals, concerts, well. The Economic Times says Gen Z millennials align global music events with short trips, trend to gain steam in 2026. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. UN Security Council to hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss U.S. military action in Venezuela. Venezuelan president and his wife to face trial on charges of committing narco-terrorism in a federal court in New York. Venezuelan Supreme Court appoints Vice President Delcy Rodriguez as acting president of the country. Government advises Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela. Election Commission invites suggestions from citizens to improve ECI Net app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to virtually inaugurate 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.